Hello, Sister Saints. It's Sister Deb and Brother James.
Hello, sisters.
Hey, today we're going to do something really interesting. I think you're going to find it very helpful. We've had this question. Yeah, we've had this question come up a lot, and Brother James and I have been talking about it, and I asked him, I said, you know, this would be a really good topic for you as a teacher and a leader and with authority to explain to us godly women about witnessing, especially in the areas of men. What can you say? How far can you go? And how would be the best ways to go about this?
Yeah, I think we've covered it loosely in the past, but this is, like, I think a good audio topic.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So I'm just going to listen to Brother James, and then we'll see where it goes.
That sounds good. So let's talk about this. I'm calling this Witnessing for Ladies, and I'm also referencing Stay Behind Your Authority. So that's kind of the main point here. You can witness to men as ladies, and you must stay behind your authority. So when we learn about God's authority, 1 Corinthians 11, all you ladies know that because that's where we get the head covering teaching from. But also God's order is taught by Apostle Paul. God, Christ, man, woman. So that's the chain of authority. We men and women are equal before God, but we have different authority levels. So you can go to 1 Corinthians 11 and read about that. We have lots of articles at the teaching blog on women in authority, or women and the authority line, men's authority. Also, you can read Titus 1. It gives you the qualifications of an elder, so it backs up that it's a man. You can read 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Timothy 3. It also is referencing men and women, as far as men being the teachers and women's role. And 1 Corinthians 14 speaks of women being silent, asking their husband type of thing. And so this kind of backs up the God's order in how things are to be done. Women not usurping authority, women not teaching men. So having said that, without going into a lot of detail and those specific scriptures, again, go to our teaching blog, look up articles on, you know, no lady pastors and biblical leadership, all of that. I want to give you some practical points on how to witness as a godly lady out in the world. So let's get there. Ladies witnessing to ladies. First of all, this is pretty much wide open. I mean, you can pretty much share whatever you feel led to share from a witnessing standpoint, as long as you don't set yourself up as being a woman teacher. Now I'm going to be teaching doctrine to other women, but you're free to share as the Spirit leads with another woman. And of course, you're also wide open to teach ladies' issues to another woman. So if you're a seasoned, experienced woman, you can teach all of the Titus 2 and issues for women. That is wide open. You're supposed to be doing that according to Scripture. So women to women, pretty much wide open there. Let's talk about ladies with spiritual heads, which would be husbands or teachers and elders that they're underneath. Now, you can also still share with anyone, but you have to be a little bit more careful to stay behind your authority. So you're free to share your testimony, right? This is what God's done through you, right? In you, through you. And of course, the gospel should be laced through your testimony. And you're fine and you're okay as long as you stay behind your authority. So your husband, stay behind him. Your biblical elder or teacher, stay behind him. And always proclaim, this is really important, always proclaim that you're just a servant worker, and you pass them off and point to and send them in the direction of your head, your authority, all right, for more information and more truth. So if you make sure you make that declaration, they get the idea, oh, she's just standing in front of me, she's giving me the gospel, she's sharing her testimony, she's not here to teach me, she's got men that are teachers, men that are leaders, and she's telling me to go through to them. So you're absolutely fine. You're just the person in front of them. God put you in the battlefield right there in front of them to give them truth, to plant seeds, give your testimony, share the gospel, and then you pass them off, all right? Staying behind your authority when you have authority like a believer husband, or you have a brother or an elder or a teacher that you could pass them off to. Now, if you're a woman and you're totally on your own, so you have no godly husband, you don't know of any godly men that you're submitted to as teachers and elders, the Bible, God, is your authority, okay, in this case. And so you can share the gospel, you can share your testimony, you can lace it with all the things that you feel led by the Spirit to say, but you just have to be careful to not step over your bounds, just like the woman with a head, spiritual head has to be careful. But you even have to be more careful because you really have no one to back up and say, hey, I'm just a worker. I'll send you to these men. You really have to watch your guidelines and then send them to the Word of God, which is a great place to send them. Send them to the Word of God via the Spirit and let them go do that. So lady to lady, you have wide open. Ladies with spiritual heads, you're pretty wide open with your gospel and testimony. Send them to those men. A lady with no spiritual head, you want to send them quickly to the Word of God and make sure that you maybe are a little bit more limited in how close you can get to more truth with them, because you really have no covering here on earth. Your covering is the Word of God and the Father. So be careful there. This is really important. Check your heart, ladies. All right, we see this, don't we, Sister Debbie, out there witnessing? We see ladies with wrong hearts, wrong motives. If you do not have the motive in your heart, right? Everything comes from your heart. Bad language comes from your heart. Bad motives come from your heart. Out of your heart, your mouth does speak. If you have wrong motives and you really secretly desire to teach men, you want to usurp authority, you want to be a Bible teacher, you want to rebuke men, you know, you may be in great danger, okay? You have to really be careful there. Don't go there, all right? Don't go there. But if you don't have that motive and your desire is just to be the mouthpiece of the gospel or your testimony and to glorify God and then pass them off to your authority, then I believe the spirit versus the letter comes into play. And the spirit versus the letter is, yep, women shouldn't be teaching men. But if you're the lady standing in front of that man and he's hungry for truth and there's not a biblical man there, I believe the Spirit says you can do more than you normally would do as far as sharing truth, as long as your motive is not, oh, I want to teach this guy, I want to correct him, I want to rebuke him. God knows your heart. He knows your intent. So whether it's good or bad, make sure that you're keeping it in line. So I would say if you have the right motive, you have a little bit more leeway. If you lean towards, I kind of really want to take over and be in authority and usurp over men, be careful. You should hold yourself back because you might go into worse sin. So be careful with that. Always be open to share your testimony. Share the gospel, like I said. Be sensitive that you're not teaching, taking authority over men, and remind them, oh, I have authority. I'm going to pass you to them. Whoever your authority is, stay behind your authority. And here's a key. Always be submissive to men in authority. Even if you're not under that man you're witnessing to, have respect and have that idea of submission and authority. Because if that man was to repent and become your brother, then he's an authority over you, basically, if he was a biblical man. So be careful. It's a fine line you have to walk. But always keep that in the back of your mind about being submissive and keeping God's authority line in order. I'd like to share 1 Peter 3:15. Anybody can share their testimony, the gospel, and what? Give hope and the answer, or give answers for the hope that lies within you. So that's perfectly fine for you ladies to do that. And of course, if you're going to share your testimony, make sure it's laced with the gospel, the good news, the biblical gospel. You can check that out at don'tperish.com and test yourself to it. And then you can share things like Sister Debbie and I were talking about this, why you left man-made religion, why you dress the way you do, how you saw through the pagan holidays, things like that, how God worked in your life. And then always proclaim, again, I'm going to say it, that you submit yourself to God's headship order when it comes to men. You're only a worker out here. You were put in this position. You want to share with them to get them going and then pass them off to your authority. That protects you, and they don't get the idea, oh, she's trying to teach me and lead me around.
Right.
That keeps you in line with God's spirit and with his truth. You can also share with them how you left the world and left the culture. These are all good testimony points to make. So if they're there, you can be open, you can share. Now, here's the key. If they are adversarial, if they push back, if they become mockers in any way, if they start challenging, don't go there, ladies. You have no grounds to go there. No rebuking, no arguing with men. That's a boundary you cannot cross. You have to just say, you know what? I think I've said enough. I'll pass you off to my authority. Either God's word or your husband or another male teacher, have them call them. So that's critical. Make sure you don't cross that line there. And again, spirit versus the letter. As long as you're not trying to usurp, I want to say it again, authority over men, you're not in sin. I think you're being used by God right there at that moment to a lost soul that needs some truth. as long as you keep that proper order. So if God gives you a chance to share and there's no biblical male around, hey, be a worker of the Lord, you know. Speak the truth. You've been studying. We encourage you ladies all to study. Sister Debbie knows the Word of God very well. Study to be approved and be a worker. Share that truth with them. Just keep your role within God's order. Don't usurp it. Get behind, stay behind your authority. The key is to share the gospel, share your testimony, stay behind that authority. I just wanted to kind of drill those things home. Make sure you always proclaim, I'm not a teacher, I have no authority over men, I'm just a worker, I'm going to send you off as soon as I give you this truth.
Right.
Does that make sense, Sister Debbie?
Yes. Yes, it does. Exactly. I kind of wanted to do maybe just a little bit of a role play as an example.
Uh-oh.
So that way maybe sisters may see what you mean by how far you could go on an answer.
Okay.
So say you did your testimony, sisters, and you said like Brother James did, you know, how you were transformed and you're a new creation, you repented, you turned away from the world and to the Lord. Now you're walking in holiness and obedience and you're going to continue to do this. And within all this, what you saw in the scriptures was, you know, you left the man-made religion, you don't practice Christmas and Easter, you're not part of the world anymore and all the festive activities of it. And say he asks a question like, you know, you go through all this and it's going pretty well. And he says, so how come you don't go to church anymore? Why'd you leave?
Yeah, so that's a good one. So what I would say is, and I want to throw this in there too, the amount of time you spend with a man is also critical. Be careful not spend an hour and a half with a man because that can become uncomfortable. It can look bad. Also, I need to cover that real quick. Make sure if you are witnessing to a man, it's a public place.
Yeah.
There's other people around. It's not like out in some private park somewhere. Be wise.
Yeah.
Wise
good
as
point.
A serpent.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure that you're blameless so it doesn't look like you and this man are alone somewhere. So be sensitive of time. I wouldn't think that you should spend more than 15, 20 minutes with a man, if that makes sense.
Right. And I've been in the stores. You make an awesome point on the time on there.
Yeah.
And I'm very conscious about that and exactly how far everything goes. And I've had many opportunities to witness in the stores. And I would say generally, if somebody asks you a few questions, you can give the gospel, you can give a testimony, and you can say quite a bit in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Practice to know your testimony. Practice to speak it, you know, relatively smoothly.
And to share why you're doing what you're doing and how you're serving the Lord, who you used to be. I mean, within 5 or 10 minutes, there can be a lot that's said.
Amen.
If you're focused on it. I'm not limiting somebody to 5 or 10 minutes. I'm just saying that a lot of the interactions I've had with men who have approached me or saw the van or something and said, hey, is that yours out there? I'm going to say within 5 minutes, there's a great deal of information that can be passed on.
Yeah, now, be frank, be succinct, get right to the point.
And it could be a little longer than that, but I'm just kind of giving an idea. So.
And just to show you, and keep your question in mind because I'm going to have you repeat it.
Yeah.
Just to show you how God's authority works always, I'm a male teacher, and if a woman comes up to me in a parking lot in my car or if I'm walking and Sister Debbie's not around, I will give the gospel quickly. I will refer to her husband. I will be very quick, very much to the point, and then know this probably isn't appropriate to go much further out in the parking lot, just me and her. I'll either say, hey, my wife will be out in a minute, come back out, or please have your husband call me. So even as a male teacher, I'm under the authority of God, and I have to be careful. I can't usurp over another man's house,
right.
And I also don't want to be alone with a woman.
Right.
So we all have to walk with wisdom.
That's
no one's
point.
Off the hook when it comes to being accountable. So refresh us with your question.
Oh, well, I'm just going to word it kind of like somebody who isn't knowledgeable about it, and they'll just say, well, how come you left the church?
Yeah, okay. So you've given your testimony, and they would say, well, how come you've left the church? So if you want to show that you're submissive, instead of saying, well, here's what you need to do, and I'm going to tell you, and if you're going here, and that's all wrong, see how I'm kind of going after that person and telling them what to do, put it upon yourself and say, you know what? Say, I began to feel convicted about the sin I saw going on and the worldliness of my church, and I went to the scriptures, and I went into prayer, and the Lord showed me in the Word of God that the things my religious body was doing were not in line with the scriptures. They weren't leading to holiness and obedience. They were full of compromise, and that's why I'm encouraging you and all the ladies I talk to get in the scriptures and to study. Don't just listen to your pastor. Don't just listen to the traditions of men. Study in the Word Word of God. And I know if you do that, you will find what I did, as God's Word is our authority, that it will show you the truth and it will lead you out of there like it did me.
Amen.
So I kind of put it all on me and didn't tell him what to do, but encouraged him, go to God's Word and test himself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And did you have another question?
Yeah, how about a simple one like this? This seems to be popular. So why don't you celebrate Christmas or Easter?
Yeah, same situation. I was going to religious churchianity, and I started testing everything. The Bible says test everything. So in my own walk, I wanted to test, and I tested, and I found out that these holidays were not installed by God, not ordained by God. These are Roman Catholic installed holidays. They're not scriptural, and I decided to be a Berean and test everything to the scriptures. And when I did that, I realized that I was keeping a bunch of false man-made traditions, and I can't please God. If you study the scriptures, you're going to find out that we actually worship God in vain doing false man-made traditions. So again, I'm going to encourage you to go into the scriptures and study, and God will not give you a snake if you ask for the truth, which is bread. He will show you the truth like he did me and my brothers and sisters. And I'd encourage you to go into the scriptures and then send him to your authority, whether it's the Word of God, your husband, or a brother, and say, my brother or my husband will like be glad to show you out of that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, say, go into the scriptures and ask God for truth and study, and you will find your way out.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we covered it pretty good. I think we covered all different angles. And anything that you come up with, you can send us an email, and Sister Debbie and I would be happy to help you go through how you should answer.
Right, because there's no black and white. I mean, you just be led by the Spirit, which is where I wanted to go into.
Yeah.
Sisters, I can testify with you that the Spirit will guide you, lead you, and will also convict you when maybe it's gone too far or it's about at the point where you should break it off. And there's like no mystical or anything going on, but if you're walking in the Spirit like we all should be, you'll know.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, there's no formula to this. We don't have a set time. We don't have set things to say, but you walk within the guidelines of God's Word. There is a Spirit, there is a letter, and you walk within the guidelines. And the more you do it, you'll get really good at it and saying, you know what? God gives me the words to say, and I know where I should go. I know where I shouldn't go.
Right.
And I want to encourage you, stay behind your authority. Don't get ahead of your authority. And that works in everything, in culture. That works in your job. That works in every place. Stay behind your authority, and the order's in place, and God's glorified.
Right. Amen. That was awesome. Thanks for doing that.
Well, I hope that's been a help.
Yeah. And we can always do more if we get some more questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can do another one. Yeah.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right, sisters. Well, thanks for listening. Let us know if you have any questions, and we'll be back to you, Lord willing, again tomorrow.
Amen.
If the Lord gives it to us.
Go out, sisters. Be salt. Be light.
Amen. Praise God.